Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel out of OSU. Back with Daryl in just a moment. Express Ranch is proud to present their Grass Time sale coming up on Friday, April 29th. 600 head to sell on SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv and, of course, in person at the ranch in Yukon. 139 Angus bulls, 12 Hereford bulls, and a lot more will be offered. You can get the catalog at ExpressRanches.com. Express Ranch's Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 29th, 12 noon, Yukon, Oklahoma. Check it out, expressranches.com.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
There is a story of drought in last Friday's U.S. Department of Agriculture's Cattle on Feed report, so says Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel out of Oklahoma State University.
I think it does. You know, we're in the short run, we're maintaining cattle numbers, and we know that a drought can actually cause numbers, you know, production, if you will, heading towards beef production, can go up in the short run because you have to market more cattle. And I think that's part of what we're seeing here in general. The other thing that's not in this report, but very relevant to this conversation, is the fact that beef cow slaughter so far in 2022 is up 18% in the first 14 weeks of the year. That's a very strong pace. And again, it's, you know, we're just now coming into May here pretty quick. The real drought impacts are going to hit in May, June, and July probably. So we could see a significant liquidation of cows as well. And all of that says we may have lots of cattle in the market in the short run, but a really big hole at some point in time down the road.
And we've talked before about the fact that when you have these type of reductions in mama cows and replacement heifers, that does change the dynamics for what, 1, 2, 3 years?
2 or 3 years at a minimum. You know, if you take the pace of beef cow slaughter that we're on right now and the number of replacement heifers that we started the year with, particularly heifers that were scheduled to calve, we get that breakdown. It looks to me like we're easily looking at a 3 to 4% decrease in the beef cow herd in 2022. And it could be even more than that, depending on what happens.
That's pretty dramatic, isn't it?
It is very dramatic. In fact, I haven't had time to look all the way back through the data, but this is going to be the biggest, could well be the biggest year-over-year decrease in the beef cow numbers probably since the early or the mid-70s when we came down off of the all-time peak numbers.
When you start talking about that, I mean, everybody kind of points back to that 2011, 2012, 2013 time period. You're talking about these numbers could be significantly worse than that.
I think it's possible. Again, the way it looks right now and with the drought conditions persisting that we've got, I think we could drop below the low we had in 2014 going into 2023 and set up some extremely tight numbers in 2023, 2024, and who knows beyond that.
Our ability to produce enough beef for consumers, that could be a challenge then.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, supply will equal demand in the final analysis, but if supplies get really tight, it means that there's going to be a lot of pressure to ration limited supply, and that's going to keep the price pressure up, you know, and so consumers are already paying a lot for beef. This would suggest that, except maybe here for the very short run, once we get beyond that, that pressure will continue for the foreseeable future.
So, you know, this latest report, the placement numbers unchanged from a year ago, actual number of on-feed numbers up a couple of points, you know, what does that change how you approach any advice you're giving to cattle producers these days?
Well, I don't think it changes it a great deal. I mean, I think the feedlot situation may be a little, may play out a little bit different in the second half of the year. For feeder cattle producers, you know, I don't really think this is going to change things a great deal. You know, obviously, their bigger issue, I think, is just going to be the drought conditions and managing through that and managing the high input costs we have. It's going to change the timing a little bit of you know, cattle slaughter and beef production. But I don't think it has major impacts that would affect feeder cattle producers all that much.
We were anticipating maybe a pretty good second half of the year for these cattle producers as far as potential profitability. Is that still out there? Or is that, does that get kind of pushed down the road?
Well, the revenue part will be there, I think. You know, the futures market has baked in a fairly strong uptrend in prices. Our expectations for prices in general for 2022 have not changed. The challenge for profitability is clearly going to be on the cost side. And so we've got high feed costs, obviously, you know, forage may be limited, and hay production will be, you know, very limited and very expensive. Fertilizer costs for producers that need that for forage and hay production, all of those, and fuel costs, everything is higher on the cost side. That's going to be the key to profitability prospects for the rest of this year, for sure.
Drought-induced herd liquidation could be a major challenge in the days ahead, according to livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Coyote Hills annual production sale Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 limousine and Limflex bulls, 50 fall calving cow-calf pairs, 20 spring calving females, 15 fall calving bred heifers, and 10 breeding age Limflex bulls. Call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The Coyote Hills annual production sale Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.